Welcome back to our audio web blog entitled 2012 in the Church of Jesus. This is a weekly report put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It can be accessed at the VOM website, persecution.com. You can actually have VOM send it to your email every week. When it comes to my email, for example, I print it out, I share it with you, and I pray for the nations and the people that are indicated for the following week. You can do something like that, too, just to keep getting this word around. Today we start out in Laos, however you say that one. Officials in Laos have threatened members of two Hmong churches with expulsion from their villages and seizure of their property if they don't stop worshiping God. But Hmong pastor in the area is encouraging the believers to stand firm in their faith. The church leader's own church has dwindled from 10 families to only 5 after officials revoked the Christian's residency permits in 2008. Without the permits, the Christians can't prove their Lao citizenship, and the children can't attend school. When the pastor heard that a nearby church was facing similar threats, he immediately went to encourage the church members. Other pastors had stayed away out of fear. The Christians are very sad and worried, and they aren't sure what will happen next. Pray for the members of these two churches and for the pastor who is encouraging them. Pray also that the officials' hearts will be softened toward God's people. Next we go to Syria. A Syrian pastor wrote to tell us how encouraged he was to learn that many people are praying for Syria. He said that his city still has electricity and water, and despite the continued fighting there. The city is still closed and hills of rubbish are spread everywhere, he wrote. As for bakeries, few are open, but hundreds of people are waiting their turn and fighting for bread. It takes between 5 and 10 hours to get bread. The pastor wrote that one of his church members gave him several loaves as a gift. You can imagine the gifts we are giving each other these days, he wrote. His church has been meeting regularly, spending the entire service in prayer. One of the very tragic situations is seeing people with some of their stuff on the sidewalks, wondering what to do or where to go, because they lost their houses or ran away because of the fights. That's what he wrote. Please keep praying for us. In our little book that I read from time to time, the Persecuted Church Global Report 2012, this is what is there under Syria. Now, this book's a little bit older. It won't be telling you the headlines, which you are hearing every day in Syria. But Syria is technically a secular state. But Islam is recognized as the religion of the majority, and Sharia is the source of all legislation. The Constitution requires that the president be a Muslim. Syria continues to provide support and safe haven for terrorist organizations. Out of 33 people groups in Syria, 14 are unreached by the gospel. The president, Bashar al-Assad. Muslim 90% in Syria, Christian 6.3%. Traditional Christian minority groups have relative freedom within the larger Islamic society. However, Christian evangelism is not welcome, and missionaries are not allowed in the country. The government closely monitors all activities deemed a threat to communal harmony, and most churches in Syria are hesitant to evangelize to Muslims. Believers who meet for fellowship outside designated places of worship risk having their apartments appropriated by the government. The biggest persecutors of evangelical converts are members of the traditional churches who feel threatened by evangelism. Occasionally, traditional churches work with Muslims to carry out persecution against those who evangelize. Two youths were paid by a local Orthodox priest to crash their motorcycle into the car of a Christian evangelist and pretend it was the evangelist's fault. Bystanders then beat the evangelist until he fell unconscious. After he recovered, his offer of forgiveness had a great effect on both the two young men and the police. That was Syria before the present situation. You can only imagine how things have increased for believers there now. In Pakistan, 11 nurses were poisoned on Sunday, July 29, apparently for breaking the Ramadan fast. At least 5 of the nurses were reported to be in serious condition. Local Christians said the nurses were poisoned for drinking tea during the month of Ramadan, which Muslims set aside for fasting. The 11 trainee nurses who lived together at a hostel near a civil hospital in Karachi were studying on the evening of July 29 when one of the women decided to make tea for the group in a common kitchen. After drinking the tea, all of them began to vomit on a rush to the emergency room. According to VOM contact, someone had been observing the nurses for the previous 4 days and poisoned them for breaking the Ramadan fast. Christian leaders in Pakistan are calling for a full investigation, while several hospital officials have denied that the poisoning could have anything to do with Ramadan. Well, who knows that one, huh? In the Middle East, pray for an imprisoned house church leader in one of the world's most restricted countries. VOM is helping people provide him medical aid in prison. Well, there you have it. That should give you a lot to pray about this week. Remember, you can go to persecution.com and get that report yourself. Just click on pray, and you can have it delivered weekly to your email. Thank you for joining with me today in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. We hope to return next week at about this time, or sometimes on Friday morning, so that we can keep you in touch with what deeply touches God's heart. I'm Bob, and although I'm an area representative for Voice of the Martyrs, this is not an official Voice of the Martyrs presentation. If you live in the northern Illinois area and would like me to come and share with your group of any size about the persecuted church and VOM's ministry, I'd be glad to do that. You can email me at diakonos3@gmail.com. You can actually contact Voice of the Martyrs for if you live anywhere in the country, and they will send you a representative to your church for a wonderful presentation of what God is doing throughout the world with His people. God bless you today. Be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on sermon audio. Bless you. Bye-bye.